bite.
If I only had time to tell you about all the things that Lisi can do, it would be a very good thing indeed. For now, though, I'll be content with focusing on the subject of time itself. We've learned that there are keystrokes allowing you not only to hear the current time, but also to insert it into an edit area. Lisi can do much more with time than that. She has a stopwatch, a countdown timer, you can set an alarm, and even hear Westminster chimes at intervals which you can specify. Keystrokes exist to access all of the items directly, and I'll tell you what they are very shortly. But as well as those, you can bring into view a menu of items pertaining to the clock functions by pressing the Lisi key, then Control-Shift-C.
Lisi. Lisi clock menu dialog. List 1, list view. Here the current time, 1 of 12.
Of course, all the keystrokes are listed in Lisi's help system as well. We'll go through each function in turn. We're going to press escape to exit the clock menu because we're not going to use it in this tutorial. We're going to use the global hotkeys instead. But all the options that I'm going to describe are on this menu. You can press the down arrow key to access the item that you want and then press enter.
Escape.
If you want to access the Lisi clock functions globally from within any application, as I say, you can do that. Accessing the functions in this way can easily be achieved by holding down the Alt, Control and Windows keys, usually, as I said in the previous Lisi Byte, the three keys to the immediate left of the spacebar, and while doing so, press any one of the function keys from F1 through to F9. So first of all, Start the Stopwatch is Alt, Control, Windows, F1. That will start the stopwatch counting up. This can run for an indefinite period of time, weeks if necessary.
Begin counting.
Stop the stopwatch is Alt, Control, Windows, F2. This will of course stop the watch. However, if it is restarted again using the Alt, Control, Windows, F1 keystroke, the watch is not cleared and continues counting from the time it was stopped. So let's stop it with Alt, Control, Windows F2.
Stopped 30.17 seconds.
And we'll restart it again by pressing Alt, Control, Windows F1.
Continuing.
And it says continuing. You can hear the elapsed time by pressing Alt, Control, Windows F3.
42.71 seconds.
To clear the stopwatch, we'll press Alt, Control, Windows F4. But if I do it now,
cannot clear the stopwatch while it is running.
So we have to stop it with Alt, Control, Windows F2 first.
Stopped 1 minute 6.84 seconds.
And now we can clear it with Alt, Control, Windows F4.
Stopwatch cleared.
You'll notice that the seconds were given with decimal places, and you can change the number of decimal places by pressing Alt, Control, Windows F5. It rotates between 0, so no decimal places, 1, 2, or 3 decimal places. Next, we'll move on to the countdown timer. You use this by pressing Alt, Control, Windows, F6. When prompted, you enter a value between 1 and 59 to represent the number of minutes for the countdown timer. You then press Enter and it will begin immediately. When the desired minutes have elapsed, a chime sound will play. You can press the keystroke a second time to stop the countdown timer if you decide to. I'll press that keystroke now. Alt, Control, Windows F6.
Countdown timer dialog. Enter the number of minutes for the countdown timer edit.
And I'm just going to type 1 minute so that we're not here too long. And press enter.
Countdown timer set to 14:16.
And if we just wait for a little while, the countdown timer has now elapsed, so that's good news. We can do something very similar by setting an alarm time. That is Alt, Control, Windows F7. And again, when prompted, you enter an alarm time. It's two figures for the hours, then a colon, followed by two digits for the minutes. You press enter to set the alarm. I'll do that now, Alt-Control Windows F7.
Alarm time dialog. Please enter the alarm time, 2 digits for hours, colon, and 2 digits for minutes, edit.
So I'm going to set an alarm for 1600 hours. So type 16:00 and press enter.
Alarm set to 1600 hours.
When the alarm time is reached, of course, a tune will play. You can press Alt-Control, Windows, and S to stop the alarm sound. I'll talk more about that in just a moment. You can hear how many minutes remain on the countdown timer or alarm by pressing Alt-Control, Windows, F8.
1 hour 42 minutes and 15 seconds.
I'm going to cancel the alarm by pressing Alt-Control, Windows, F7. Just as we would cancel the timer when it was running by pressing Alt-Control, Windows, F6. F7 relates to the alarm, F6 the countdown timer.
Alarm stopped.
Finally, we'll move to Alt-Control, Windows, F9. And this is where we can customize the Westminster chime sounds. So having Lisi play the chime sounds throughout the day is a very useful method of being able to keep track of time. If you press this keystroke repeatedly, you will cycle through the available options.
Chimes will be heard every 15 minutes. Chimes will be heard every 30 minutes. Chimes will be heard every hour. Chimes will not be heard.
When the option you would like is spoken, it is immediately set and will remain so if you restart the computer. You can change it at any time by pressing the same keystroke, Alt-Control, Windows, F9. So let's set it to every quarter of an hour.
Chimes will be heard every 15 minutes.
And we'll press the Lisi key followed by down arrow.
Lisi, 1420.
It's 1420, so we've got a little bit of time to wait. So I'll just tell you about this last option that you might find helpful. If you find that the alarm or the chime sounds are not at an acceptable volume, you can press Alt-Control, Windows, with the up and down arrow keys to change the volume level. Now, if an alarm or chime sound is not playing at the time, you'll hear a tune instead, and this allows you to adjust the volume level to your requirement. When the desired level has been reached, and if the tune is still playing, and it does play for about a minute, press Alt-Control, Windows, and S to stop it. So I will try that now. I'll press Alt-Control, Windows, up arrow, and I should hear the tune play. And there it is. Now that's too loud for me, so I'm going to drop the volume down with Alt-Control, Windows, down arrow repeatedly. Okay, that should do, I think. I think that'll be all right. I've turned it off with the Alt-Control, Windows, S. So all we're waiting for now are the Westminster chimes. We shouldn't have too long to go, but of course I'm going to pause the recording until I think that we're approaching the time. Lisi from Harch & Consultancy. The lady who is always on time.
For more information, please visit www.hartgen.org/lisibytes.